Welcome to the Field Advice Podcast from Valiant USA, where we share technical know-how and updates directly from the field, fueled by technology and hands-on experience. Today, we're excited to welcome John Altum and John Pollock to the podcast. Join us for their thoughts on how Valor Herbicide and Excalia Fungicide work together to provide season-long protection against weed pressure and disease in peanuts.
This is John Altum with Valiant USA, and I'm currently a territory account manager for Valiant, covering the North Central Florida and South Central Georgia territory. I began my career with Valiant as a research scientist in Champaign, Illinois, and then quickly moved to Florida as a field market development specialist covering Florida, Georgia, and Alabama. And I have been in this current territory account manager for about the last 15 to 16 years.
And I'm John Pollock. I've been with Valiant USA for 35 years, 25 years of which has I've been in the role of product development manager for herbicides. The first 10 years, I was a field development specialist.
Let's start by discussing some of the weed species and weed pressures that are most troubling for peanut growers. What are the main weed species that are most problematic in areas that grow peanuts?
Well, John, there's an awful lot of weeds that are very troublesome in peanut production. Florida beggarweed, Eclipta, and many amaranthus species are all very problematic, as well as Florida pusley, bristly starbur, and common ragweed. The great thing about Valor herbicide is that it has very good activity on each and every one of these key weeds.
Are there certain weed species that are specific to a geographic location?
Yeah, John, there's quite a few weeds that are very specific geographically. Florida beggarweed is mostly in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Peri indigo, another very important weed in peanut production, is mostly in North Florida. Common ragweed is more of an issue in the Carolinas and Virginia, and puncture vine is mostly an issue in Texas and Oklahoma production. All three production areas fight big weeds, and mostly Palmer amaranth, and it's very important for all of these key weeds to use the 3-ounce rate of Valor herbicide.
We hear a lot about weed resistance. What can you tell me about weed resistance and Valor?
Weed resistance is getting more and more troublesome every year. We're losing modes of action much faster than new modes of action are being developed. Palmer amaranth is currently resistant to 7 different modes of action, meaning that herbicides growers could count on once for Palmer control are no longer an effective tool for peanut production. So we need to be very wise with Valor so we do not lose this very important tool. There are a number of things that we can do to be proactive, including, number one, using multiple effective modes of action whenever possible. Valor is a group 14 herbicide, so including a group 15 herbicide, such as dual or residual, will help prevent resistance to Valor herbicide. Another important thing we can do is to make sure that we use the full labeled rate of herbicides. The Valor use rate for pre-emergence weed control in peanuts is 3 ounces per acre. It's very important not to cut this rate. If we do that, we are putting undue selection pressure on this mode of action and could lead to the early demise of this tool for peanut growers. Another important thing we can do is rotate from peanuts to corn or cotton, where different modes of action can be used to control Palmer amaranth. Options in field corn could be atrazine, and options in cotton could be Dyrex or Caprol. Then the last thing is we don't want to allow weeds to go to seed. Hand weeding or pulling is another useful tool to help prevent weeds from producing seed.
So another important thing can be weed pressure. So, John, what does weed pressure do in peanuts?
Well, weeds compete with the peanuts for nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. They also compete for water, for light, for space, all of which help limit peanut production. So if we can make sure that the peanuts have access to all of the nutrients, the water, the light, and the space by the removal of weeds, we help those peanuts to maximize their yield potential. Weeds can also harbor insects and diseases that can move into peanuts. So that's another advantage of using a high rate of Valor to control weeds.
You've indicated that using Valor at 3 ounces as a pre-emerge herbicide is what's needed. What are the advantages of applying a pre-emergence herbicide?
Well, John, using a full rate of a pre-emergence herbicide such as Valor reduces early season competition, which helps the peanut crop to get off to a strong start. The first 4 to 6 weeks are extremely important to maximize yields, and Valor is one of the most effective residual herbicides in peanuts and does provide 4 to 6 weeks control of those troublesome yield-robbing weeds. So really our take-home message here is that Valor herbicide does offer up to 6 weeks residual control when used at 3 ounces per acre, and that allows the peanuts to get off to a very strong start and helps to minimize weed seed production, which reduces weed pressure and helps with resistance management. The Valor herbicide is extremely effective in Palmer amaranth, Florida beggarweed, hairy indigo, and other small-seeded broadleaf weeds that are troublesome in peanut production.
That was great information about weed species and weed pressures and what Valor can bring in peanuts. Let's talk about the value of Valor when used in a burn-down program. So what is the best way to utilize Valor in a burn-down program?
Well, John, Valor is a very effective component of a burn-down program, especially when it's mixed with glyphosate. Most growers use glyphosate as their standard burn-down program. But when you add Valor, especially at 2 ounces per acre to glyphosate, it greatly increases the speed of control, and that can be very important to getting the crop into the ground as soon as possible. It also increases the size of the weeds that can be controlled with the glyphosate. So you can not only control weeds quicker, but you can control weeds that are larger. It also increases the weed spectrum. Especially when you're looking at weeds such as cut-leaf evening primrose, the addition of Valor to glyphosate dramatically improves the spectrum of glyphosate on some of these very troublesome weeds. And another very important thing is that it adds residual control of many weeds. Then another advantage of Valor is, as a part of a burn-down program, is you can plant any row crop 30 days after a burn-down application. So it's incredibly flexible.
So what would be the main timings for a fall or a spring burn-down?
Well, the timing for the burn down, it really depends on the geography. I think for most of the peanut production region, a fall application in October, November, prior to the germination time of many of the winter annual weeds. Then the springtime, March or April, is a very good time to control the weeds well before the crop goes into the ground.
Okay, that's good information, John. But what are the benefits of using a residual product for added control in a burn down program, and maybe talk about the differences in the fall compared to the spring?
Well, a fall burn down program really does a lot of things. First of all, it keeps the field weed free over the winter. And during the winter time, these weeds can use up a lot of the soil nutrients. They can use up a lot of the nitrogen that won't be available for the crop that's planted in the spring. It also allows the grower to get the crop in the ground very early in the spring, since they won't have to make that spring burn down program. It also conserves moisture in certain geographies, especially in our West Texas production areas where moisture is really key. A fall burn down program will keep these weeds out of the field throughout the winter, and therefore it will save that moisture that these weeds would normally be using for the peanut crop in the spring.
What's a real advantage of using a residual control in the spring?
Well, the spring program, again, it does a couple of things. One, the addition of Valor to glyphosate in a spring burn-down program will take out that cut-leaf evening primrose that's very problematic in the spring and where glyphosate by itself will not do a great job. So it will take care of those weeds completely, as well as providing residual control 4 to 6 weeks into that peanut growing season. So you really get two very strong benefits. You get the added burn-down effect of the Valor on some of these very tough winter annuals. I think I mentioned cut-leaf evening primrose and wild radish or turnip, as well as burning down some of the small grain cover crops. And then you get the added benefit of the residual control of weeds like Florida beggarweed and a lot of the amaranth species, including Palmer amaranth.
What would be your wraparound message for Valor in a burn down program?
Valor provides proven performance on tough to control weeds like cutleaf evening primrose, as well as wild radish or wild turnip, in either a fall or a spring burn down program when it's tank mixed with glyphosate. Valor provides growers with two formulation options, either the XS formulation, which is a dry product, or the Valor EZ formulation, which is a newer formulation and is in a liquid form. So the next topic we want to talk about is other tools that Valor offers peanut growers that can help protect yields. So, John, what other tools does Valor have other than Valor to help peanut growers?
Well, we're excited that Valor has recently launched a peanut fungicide called Excalia. And Excalia has quickly being recognized as a top-tier soil-borne disease fungicide in peanuts.
So what benefits are there with Excalia in terms of utilize it with a Valor pre-emergent herbicide program?
For peanut production, it's a long season. You're looking at 140 to 150-day crop from planting to harvesting. So the importance of using Valor as a pre-emerge herbicide is that the growers get off to a very clean start with respect to weed control and trying to keep the weed competition down so a grower can maximize yields. And then come in later with a foliar application of Excalia to control soil-borne diseases later in the season that protects the peanut crop from these yield-robbing diseases. It's just all about maximizing yield for weed control and disease control, two very important key points in peanut production.
You mentioned Excalia controls soil-borne diseases. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what diseases are included on the Excalia label?
There are both foliar and soil-borne diseases that are a concern for any peanut grower. The main foliar diseases are leaf spot diseases. Excalia has some activity on these leaf spots, but what a grower is really applying Excalia for are these soil-borne diseases. And the main soil-borne diseases that we fight are white mold, rhizoctonia, and then sclerotinia up in the North Carolina, Virginia area. White mold is just the most damaging disease with respect to yield loss. We lose more yield to white mold than any disease that a grower has to fight. And Excalia is very effective on white mold.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into Excalia use on white mold. What are the best timings to control white mold utilizing Excalia?
So as we've mentioned, a normal peanut crop is really ranges from about 140 to 150, maybe even 160 days, depending on the given environment and year that the peanut crop is growing. What Valor recommends is a core treatment or recommendation of using Excalia at 2 fluid ounces per acre, tank mixed with a leaf spot fungicide. And we're going to start those applications at 45 days. And then come back with another 2 ounces of Excalia with a leaf spot product at 60 and then 90 days. Now, a grower will have to make additional leaf spot sprays at the 75, 105, and 120-day timings. And, again, depending on the year and the pressure of white mold, if the environment is conducive for white mold explosion, so to speak, other products could be mixed in with that leaf spot spray at 75, 105, and 120 days. So having that core treatment of Excalia, 2 ounces at 45, 60, and 90 days is just essential for protecting the peanut crop from white mold and maximizing these yields.
Great. I was curious if we have any third-party data that showcases how well Excalia works in a grower situation.
We have some good news in that regard with third-party type demonstration data with Excalia. We've been fortunate enough in Georgia to have had Excalia in some large county agent grower trials the past 4 years. In 2019 and in 2020, because we weren't quite labeled, we were only allowed one grower trial, and the Excalia treatment was the top yielding treatment in both of those trials. In 2021 and 2022, we were able to be in four or five of these grower trials. And again, when the Excalia program was summarized over these four or five locations, it was the top yielding treatment. So we're going up against all the competitors putting out their best foot forward with a robust fungicide program. And the Excalia program has won that trial the last 4 years.
That's great, John. It's good to know that the third-party university trials against the major competitors really do show that Excalia is the premium white mold material. Where can growers go for resources to learn more about managing diseases in peanuts?
Well, growers have lots of outlets for obtaining information. I would say a key outlet would be the university extension, whether that's University of Georgia, Clemson University, Auburn, NC State, you know, other states in that regard, because all of these university folks have had the ability to test Excalia even prior to being labeled. Another source is county agents in the respective states, retailers that are selling the product for Valent, consultants or scouts that growers are using. Obviously, Valent personnel are a great source of information. And then really, growers that have already used Excalia are usually our best sources of information because they've used it on their farms and have seen the great results.
Do you have any closing thoughts on Excalia? Like, what would be the take-home message?
What I would say about Excalia is that it is a highly effective SDHI fungicide that's available. There are other SDHI fungicides available to growers, and this really just offers peanut growers a chance to control these tough soil-borne diseases and then add some leaf spot activity, but you do need a leaf spot tank mix partner, and it just allows these growers to maximize their yields. And so really, as we say in the South, Excalia is the cat's meow for white mold control.
It really sounds like getting peanut production off to a good start with Valor herbicide for weed control and then following up with Excalia for white mold is really two very valuable tools that Valent offers for peanut growers. And growers are welcome to go to valent.com.
Thank you for joining Valent USA for the Field Advice Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed today's conversation. For more field advice, find new episodes wherever you get your podcasts and anytime at valent.com.